Well, tell me why you're here.
Why am I here? I think it's because my 75-year-old sister, who lives in Morongo Valley, woke me up from a sound sleep yesterday morning because she was irate. She had just found out that Henry Paulson had been the CEO of Goldman Sachs. And she was really mad. So when this came up last night in an email from True Majority, I said I should do this thing. And the reason to do it is because this bailout plan is absolutely ridiculous. It's not going to help anybody who has a bad mortgage. If you've got a $250,000 mortgage on a house that's now worth $180,000, you're still not going to be able to refinance it. All it's going to do is be a corporate welfare program for corporations and CEOs. They're talking about limiting the CEOs to walking away from this with $2 million. Wouldn't any of us be fascinated to see that much money? It's not going to help anyone.
Well, I'm here because what we have here is an economic 911. I mean, they are creating a shock to get through billions of dollars of taxpayers' money to go to people that created the problem in the first place. So it's kind of like socializing the losses and privatizing the profit. So, I mean, I say if they want socialism, it should be for all of us. It should be for people that are losing their home and poor people and homeless people. So if we need to socialize, let's do it for everyone.
The question is, why are you here?
I'm here because I'm sick and tired of Wall Street and the Republicans ripping us off. And, you know, I've been around long enough that I remember the Republican mantra of greed is good. And people just kept repeating it, and they went into the 80s and the 90s, and it's just all gone bonkers and crazy. And, you know, that's it. I'm tired of them. Let's see, what was it that Larry Bensky said? It was socialize the losses and what was it?
Privatize
the profits, socialize the losses. And I thought, yeah. And Wall Street, you know, and McCain was in there with the Keating Five, wasn't he? Didn't he make a bunch of money on that? And here he is now with the 7 houses and 13 cars, and he goes down to the Senate, and he's going to make a big Senate all over. He wasn't even on the committee. Let's make a political statement. So I hope he doesn't show up for the debate tomorrow, and I hope that just Obama shows up. Wouldn't that be great?
I'm here because I'm afraid that the bottom has dropped out of our country financially. It's like Nero fiddling while Rome burns, and we're burning. Our country is burning. I'm afraid that I will wake up someday, go to the ATM machine, and find out that my money is gone. I think it's gone at the top level, but they're waiting until after the elections. I just have that sense to take it deeper into our pockets. And then, I frankly don't know what we'll do, but I think we need to plan ahead right now.
Could I ask you something?
Sure.
Okay. First question, I've only got two questions. First question is, why are you here?
Because these bailouts are only going to sink the American ship faster. They are not going to help us.
I'm here because I'm enormously frustrated. This has pissed me off more than anything else has in a long, long time. And I've heard various congresspeople say they're getting all responses against the bailout, not one in favor, yet they're voting for the bailout. So I'm becoming a little desperate. I'm losing my faith in American people to protect at least their own wallets. But I thought I had to come out. You know, I just thought I had to come out because it's, you know, I was going to say this is the beginning of the end, but I think it's the middle of the end, whatever the end is going to be.
How come you're here?
Oh, I'm here because I'm hugely frustrated by the current situation. I never thought I'd live through the Great Depression. I can't believe I'm starting down that road. I thought we had at least solved a few issues in this society, and I can't believe that it's all tumbling before my eyes. That's why I'm here. Fine, buy the mortgages of the family. If you buy the mortgages of the family, there's no bad debt. Nobody has any problems. buy the mortgages of the family, get my neighborhood so that there are people in the houses in my neighborhood so that the kids in my schools have homes and aren't living in their cars. Buy those people out and then jail the executives who have got us into this mess.